Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, this is Scott Anderson and you've reached my podcast. That little melodic opening song makes me happy. Something I wrote a few years ago, and obviously it's kind of fun to bring it back out and make it the opening music of my podcast. Today I'm kind of I'm kind of in a situation where we're in between. We're trying to make some decisions about where we're going to move. We know we're going to sell our house a year from now. And we know we're going to sell this house, right? The house we have now is way too big and way too expensive. Anytime you have a house this big, it's expensive, right? You've got heating, cooling, water, blah, blah, blah. So one of the things that we're looking at and thinking about is, you know, what are we going to do? Where are we going to move? What's next for us? Both of us have lived, my wife and I, in Bloomington, Indiana. My wife lived there for many years. My wife lived in Phoenix, Arizona for a year. I lived in Chicago when I was little. I lived in Thailand when I was a little older. And then both my wife and I moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, and then we moved to Maryland. So we've moved around a bit. We moved in Bloomington once, and then we moved, we didn't move in Bloomington once. I moved into the house my wife was renting at the time, so I actually moved into her house. But we moved from Bloomington to Cincinnati, from Cincinnati to Indianapolis, from Indianapolis to Maryland, and now we're thinking we might want to leave the D.C. area just because traffic is abysmal in D.C. On a good day, traffic is abysmal. On a bad day, traffic is 3 hours. It's one of those things where, you know, you think about it, you know, you don't really think about short-term, long-term, but we're at the age now where you start to think about, well, where you want to be when you're ready to retire, because that's different, right? If you think about where do you want to be now, where you want to be now is you want to be where you want to be where the sun is shining on you, right? You want to be in a place that there's activities and things that you enjoy and you know, potential, points of interest and athletics and things like that, things that you want to do, right? You know, for me, I exercise by walking, so I can walk anywhere. I don't care where I walk. You know, I lived in Thailand for a year, so my entire body is adjusted to getting hot. It doesn't, you know, doesn't kill me. Yeah, look, I don't love getting hot, but it doesn't hurt me that much. I'm used to it. I deal with it. And my body just starts to sweat a lot. Got to drink more when it's hot. The reality of the situation, right? So we're thinking about where do we want to live? Where do we want to move? Where do we want to be, you know, kind of for the future? And that's always hard when you start talking about the future, because for us, the future is literally something different now than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. 10, 15, 20 years ago, the future was way off and our kids were really little. And we were looking at, you know, what do we want to do for the next 3 months? As the kids got older, you know, and we started talking about college and things like that, it became, you know, what are we going to do for the next 3 to 4 to 5 years? You know, now we're suddenly talking about what are we going to do for the next 20? And so it's a different world. It's something that you don't always think about, in the sense that, you know, it's not a normal thing. You know, and I don't mean normal as a good or bad thing. I just mean it's not normal, right? We're not wired to think 10 years in the future. We're not wired to think 20 years in the future. You know, we're wired to think, you know, 6 months in the future. We're by nature hunters, right? Hunters think to the next hunting season. They don't think, you know, 10 hunting seasons out. What are things going to be like? You know, that is the interesting reality of the situation. So that's kind of one thing on my mind right now is, you know, where are we going to end up? You know, where's that last place we're going to move to? So that's one thing. The other thing is I've made a conscious vow to stay away from the news and not read anything in the news right now. I'm saddened, deeply saddened by the schism between the right and the left in the U.S. I've seen that schism in other countries. I've been in countries where coups started, and I was invited to leave the country very, very quickly. I've been in countries where there were coups that had no impact at all on me. As an American citizen at the time, I was simply there, and, you know, I just went about my business, and, you know, as if nothing happened. And I've watched coups in countries that were bloody messes that, you know, impacted and injured a lot of people. So the current politics in the U.S. really kind of makes me sad. There's such a schism between the right and the left, and it doesn't have to be. I mean, by nature, by choice, by political leaning, I'm more of a centrist anyway. I know that the far right is never right. There's just nothing right that they say. And the far left, by the way, is also never right. They also are just, they're just saying things to say things. They're not truly saying things that add value or provide input or provide information. They're simply saying things. At some point, when the far right and the far left are done, I'm hoping that the center comes back. You know, the center is usually the saner, more rational view of what could happen, what should happen, what do we need to happen, than what either the far right or the far left will do. Right now, I think, however, you know, to anybody who thinks it's appropriate to stand in front of an FBI office with a gun, it's not. They are going to give chase, and as the guy in Cincinnati found out, eventually they will shoot you. Shooting back at federal law enforcement officers is not standing up for your rights as a citizen. That is exceeding your rights as a citizen. Remember, your Second Amendment rights are to bear arms. Bear does not mean fire. Bear does not mean shoot. Bear does not mean threaten. Bear does not mean engage in intimidation using a gun. There's a reason why if you commit a bank robbery with a note saying I have a bomb and you don't have anything, that your sentence is going to be lighter than somebody who brandishes a gun about and visibly has a gun in their hand threatening to shoot people. There's a reason why that adds 10 to 15 to 20 years in some states when you have a gun during the commission of a felony. Guns are dangerous. You have a right to bear that gun. You do not have a right to brandish that gun. And I think this is something that people need to understand. You don't have the right to hold that gun in your hands and point it at someone else. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you very much for listening.